Yo, I'm going to tell you guys right now that whatever you're about to hear, just understand that this podcast is based on one premise alone. One premise. There's many premises, but the main premise is consistency. And what I mean by consistency is, come hell or high water, you guys will receive a podcast. Regardless of what technical difficulties are happening on my side, me trying to figure this shit out, learning on the fly, you will get a podcast. Whether that be on Friday or whether that be on Saturday. But once a week, you will receive a podcast. So stop bitching when you get your podcast on Saturday. I'm sorry. I lost my temper a bit there. Without further ado, welcome to the Donkey's Best Friend Podcast. I am your host, Bobito, a.k.a. Bobito Mosquito, a.k.a. the Funk Soul Brother, a.k.a. Master B, a.k.a. Styles B, a.k.a. BMX. And you are listening to the 36th episode. I could be wrong. I'm never on point with this shit. But thank you to every single person who listens to this podcast, who engages, who gives fake claps while they're watching me talk. All these niggas, like everybody who engages, I'm grateful for you guys. And today we got a first. So 36 episodes is something like 9 months. Something like that. So I thought I'd do something slightly special and have more than one guest. So we got damn near a gangbang here, dog. Like there's many niggas here, and I'm gonna introduce them one by one. So let's start with those who have not been on the podcast. We got Kanye on the podcast today. We got Junior on the podcast today. We got Mpumi on the podcast today, and we got returning guests Neo and KH. Gentlemen, how are you doing?
We good.
Yo, what up?
What's good, man?
What's good?
Thanks for having me.
What's up, guys? What's up?
What the fuck happened to the energy beforehand? Now niggas wasted their energy because KH is late. KH rocked up 15 minutes late. Now niggas shy, dog.
I thought you were gonna see the thing, dog. Weren't you gonna introduce us and then continue?
Oh shit! No. We're gonna introduce. Okay, whoa. Let's run that back. Let's run that back, guys. Guys, if you're listening, this is life. Like, we're learning on the job here. So Kanye, introduce yourself, nigga. Introduce yourself. You're a grown man. Imagine we had a bra. I gotta introduce you. This is my boy Kanye. You know Kanye. Yeah, nah. So Kanye, you start it off.
Yeah, man. What's good, everyone? I'm Kanye, like you said. And yeah, man. Thanks for having me. I have my own podcast, so you can check that out that I just started. I also have a YouTube channel called Umbrella Sports TV. You can also check me out on.
Okay, I'm actually going to link.
Who's next?
Kanye. It's chaotic, bro. I'm gonna link Kanye's podcast that I hope to be on. I really want to chat sports with you on that podcast one day. We definitely got to do that. Let's move on to Junior.
Oh,
Junior,
by the way.
Oh, hold up.
Mm-hmm. I forgot to mention the name. It's Confessions of a Football Freak. And it's actually still fresh. So, yeah, definitely check it out.
Perfect. Junior, hit us up. What you got to tell the people, dog?
I'm also still fresh. Like Kanye's podcast, you know what I'm saying? yeah, you know, man, I go by the name of Junior, but you know, people call me John King. You know, I'm a rapper, you know what I'm saying? I'm a rapper, but I'm also a sound engineer. You catch me on Instagram. My handle is at John King with two eyes, SA. And then you can catch me on all streaming platforms, including Spotify and Apple Music. You would just have to search for John King with two eyes. And yeah, besides that, I do some YouTube work with Kanye, and I'm an entrepreneur, man. You know, not a Forex guy, an entrepreneur, a real entrepreneur. You know what I'm talking about? No disrespect to the Forex niggas. Yeah, man. That's all, man. That's all I got to say. That's me in a nutshell.
I've got to say, dog, you've got you. Who radio trained you, dog? Like you hit that, and yeah, I mean that's me. Hey, you hit that perfectly, dog. You stuck the landing, dog. Now you got this, boy. Jeez, Boomy, what up, homie?
Let's just say you know. Let's just say we both went to Fourways High, and yeah, you know the vocab there was up there, you know, so.
Yeah, true that. Most of us did here. Most of us did. Some of us left with, I don't know where you guys found hood accents at Foy's. Like, yeah, some of y'all found hood accents at Foy's High. I don't know where you found them, dog. But we're gonna leave that there, dog. Just leave that. Boomy, my nigga. Introduce yourself, dog.
Yo, what's up, James? What's up, world? You know who it is, Boomy, aka Stanley. I'm an artist, better known as a rapper. What else? I play a lot of soccer, and I'm into some government work. Yeah.
Wow, dog. Real mysterious with that government work, dog. We're gonna leave you there, dog. But when niggas are mysterious, work, dog. You the nigga stealing from us.
How come we don't know?
Just say if you're stealing or not, dog. Just say if you're stealing or not. You looting? You looting? Like for real looting? Like not the play that was happening KZN. Are you real looting? Or what you doing, dog?
Nah, I got nothing to do with that.
We'll take your word for it, dog. We'll take your word for it.
Yeah, man.
Nah, but good to have you. Good to have you.
I'm kidding.
Go ahead. You just do. Do you want to speak about it? You don't have to. I'd recommend not.
Yeah, I just wanted to.
Yeah. About any business, any business that you do, because this podcast gets rogue, dog. This podcast gets mad rogue, dog. This podcast might get fired, dog.
I just wanted to make sure, to put it out there that, you know, I'm a community man, you know, so I help out in the community.
With our money that you've stolen, thank you.
No way.
No one, I'm sorry, I don't understand the statements or the allegations he's giving here. We're just going to have to keep that on ice.
Don't worry. No, ain't no allegations out here. Let me see, who I want to fuck with more? You know what, Neo, since you didn't make me wait 15 minutes, jump in, dog. It's on you, dog.
I'm just Neo. Cool as these guys.
You're not as cool as them. What's your durag, dog?
No. He's got... Shut up, bro. Every day it's me in violation. Yeah. Honestly, I swear to God, I'm gonna move to Siberia and not have a phone. I swear to you.
Your ass still won't have waves.
Every day it's me in violation.
Yeah, this guy definitely lives in Kimberley, dog. Very far from the ocean, dog. Very far from. Alright. And yeah, man. Thanks for all of you being here. I mean, nah, I'm joking. I'm gonna introduce you. Dog, why you working your own time like this, dog? Before we even introduce you, dog, we're talking about KH, dog. KH first off was late. Then he tells us it's gonna be 5 minutes. Then we asked him if he's gonna really be 5 minutes. Or if he's gonna be a nigga 5 minutes. And you know what he did, dog? He blue ticked me, dog. Do I look like your girlfriend, dog? Don't blue tick me.
I didn't.
Don't blue tick me, dog. Whoa.
Yo.
don't. Why are you hiding from me, dog?
Let me fight for myself. let me fight for myself.
Let's hear your excuse, dog.
I didn't blue tick you, number one. Number one, I didn't blue tick you. Number two. Boy, I was washing dishes.
Yeah, when?
So my hands are wet, dog.
I know the chat.
You had to wash dishes. Then I'm like, okay. So when you're like, is it real 5 minutes? I was within dishes. So when he saw it when I was ready to come back. Then I have.
But why did you say five minutes? Like you knew.
No, because I was already within dishes. You know what I mean?
His story don't add up at all, though.
Did you get the afternoon and dinner dishes? So I apologize, Jens. Lunch and dinner dishes. Did you get those?
Now that pal
get... You guys hate me, dog. That's all of them. Yeah.
That pal can get real, no lie. But KH, it's good to have you here, dog. Again, dog. SA's best model. SA's top model. What to do, boy?
Yes. No, returning.
What do you do?
So you know how it'd be. Also, guys, KH is dead. It's
Kutuano.
KH is dead.
Oh shit. It's Kutuano.
It's Kutuano, my dear.
Ah, boy, it's always that.
You must choose KH or KH.
Who feel it, like, boy?
KH. Yeah, that has a nice ring
don't
to it.
Don't allow KH. Don't allow
nice ring.
Nah, Kutlwana, hard it, boy. Nah, we dead in KH, dog. You're a grown man now, dog. You got a beard.
You know the vibes? You know
something
I mean?
Like a beard. But anyway, gents, on the topic of being grown, dog, I was reading this statistic, and basically what it was saying is that the rate of pregnancies in Johannesburg is going crazy. But not pregnancies like grown folk. But at the same time, what's a grown folk when we're talking about pregnancy, when we're talking about having children, when we're talking about having sex even? Because they were saying something crazy like, and I'll find the exact statistic while we talk about this, but it was something crazy like, in the past year, there's been over 10,000 teenage pregnancies in South Africa, or in Johannesburg. And around, I think...
So you made a really strange
thing. What did you say? What did you say, no?
I'm saying you niggas do skin on skin like that.
You guys.
First off, I'm not a teenager.
You guys.
Definitely not a teenager. Definitely not a teenager. I'm talking.
Thank you.
I'm talking about the kids.
Only one here that looks like
and this nigga's busy saying, yo, you South African, my nigga.
Nero's the only teenager here, dog. What is he talking about?
So what do you guys think about that? I'm finding the stats here, but let me start off first by asking the first question. We'll go by whoever answers first. But when did you guys lose your virginity? That's the first question.
Never been lost.
It's never been lost.
You know, boy.
Why the fuck are you guys laughing, dog? Why are you guys laughing? I don't know.
I'm waiting for marriage. No,
what is going on today?
Okay. So,
I'm waiting for marriage.
We got two niggas waiting for marriage, which is admirable. We got two niggas waiting for marriage. That's Noah and Junior.
Mm-hmm.
It's admirable. Kanye was 18. Okay. Kanye, at that time. No, actually, wait. Let's go through the
process
before we get there. Boomy, how old are you? I swear. I don't even understand. I don't understand what I'm hearing right now. I promise you, I don't understand it. I don't understand it. But anyway, my bad, Boomy. We were rudely interrupted by someone getting a call, dog. Like, we ain't fucking partying here. Boomy, please continue, dog.
Yeah. I'm 25 and I lost my virginity same time, also 18.
At 18. Okay, cool. KH?
Yeah.
What you mean, dog? You waiting for marriage?
I'm gonna lose it next to
you. You can't be waiting for marriage and looking over the fence like, yeah, nah. Zawa more. You're teasing yourself, bro. KH,
someone's gonna give flower
next week.
Ah, boy.
My flower.
Okay, I'm gonna leave you at your next
Pop
week.
My cherry.
I'm gonna leave you there. I wish you luck, boy. Yeah, I was 18
before.
What about you? I was 18 or just a few months before I was 18. Something like that. So I was 17. But I was in matric. Now, my next question to you guys was...
Underage.
Yeah, in actuality. Wait, what is the legal age for sex in South Africa? Mm-hmm. Not your 18. Russian shit.
That's 16.
18, right?
I thought it was 16.
No, it's not 12. No,
12.
But it went down again.
It was 12.
That's 14.
That other law.
14, I think.
No.
Like abortion and shit.
No, bro.
Guys,
does it not tie in with that?
It's 12, but you both have to be 12.
Yes.
You both have to be 12.
Whoa.
The only time where you're allowed to, if it's somebody older than you, is when you, I think, 16. Can I explain again?
Yeah.
Go explain that again. Explain that again. I want to hear this.
That's scary.
No, we went to the same school. We learned this, guys. Maybe you didn't remember.
Yeah, it was
it is 12, but like you both have to be 12. So you and the girl or you and the guy, hey, I don't judge. you both have to be the same age. If you're 12, you have to be the same age. If you're 13, you have to be the same age. If you're 14, you have to be the same age. If you're 15, you have to be the same age. Then from 16, it can be like the ages can vary.
Okay, so that ties into something that came up in this article that I read that fucked with me a little bit, bro. Because they were speaking about a high number of children from women, because obviously only women can get pregnant. And I'm saying that I had seen, yeah. So the case is here. Gauteng records more than 23,000. Teen pregnancies in 1 year, and the youngest moms were of the age of like 10 years old. So I was wondering to myself, when a 10 year old gets pregnant, is that not accompanied by an ace?
Yes,
it is.
Has to be, right?
What do you mean a case?
That has to be a case.
Has to be a case.
But now, according to Junior's rules. Oh wait, Junior, you said 12 years old. 12 years old is the legal age as long as it's
with another 12. Child. 12.
Oh, wait, consensual sex. 10.
Yes, consensual is 12.
Consensual.
No, guys, I just googled it now. It's 17.
In South Africa.
Oh, is that the new one?
Yes. Hold on, let me read it for you.
Okay. Yeah, what read this.
The age of consent in South Africa is 17. This means is it against the law for anyone to have sex with someone who is under the age of 17?
Yeah. So 10.
Sure. Anyone who's 10 who's under the age of 17, that you can jail.
No. What I'm saying is if both of you
the same age.
12, if both of you are 12, yes, mm-hmm. No one's going to jail. If both of you are 12, and you decide, we're gonna have sex. None of you guys are going to jail.
That makes sense.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. Until you get to, I said 16, so I guess it was 17.
Fair point.
I get what you're saying, but like, would the rule really be that a 13-year-old can go to jail or juvenile, like juvenile hall or whatever you want to call it, for sleeping with a 12-year-old? Is that really the law? Because that's much of a much.
Yes.
But that's the law.
If it was not consensual. Yeah.
Well, how is it consensual like, in that age?
If the parents want to press charges and, yeah.
Good question.
Like, you don't even know what you're doing, bro.
You're literally a child, bro. You're literally a child. Like, if you look at every single one of us, bro. Every single one of us had sex for the first time as late in our teens. And do you think that's attributed to your upbringing, or is it more about your environment? Obviously, your environment plays a role, but do you think, where do you think these people are coming from? And why do you think you guys, all there's six of us in this podcast, and none of us have fallen you know what I mean?
I think it becomes a difficult thing because you can say personal belief, but also environment plays a big role. Because with us as well, and when we were like, let's say 17, 18, there were bare niggas smashing, bro. I don't want to say names, but I think we know that nigga slapping cheeks.
100%. That was the truth. That it was the truth. I remember getting like slandered, bro, by my boys. Like, Nchai, you're still a virgin. Like, what's wrong with you, dog?
Yeah.
Slander, proper slander, bro. And when I reach it like this,
can I add to that?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, so I think also what kids are exposed to plays a big role, because, you know, guys slandering you comes from even movies like American Pie, for example, you know, because people exposed to that. So it's kind of seen like it's cool to have sex, you know, and they weren't like taught the ramifications of just smashing, you know. So I just think what we expose our kids to plays a big role. But then also, when do you have a conversation with your kid? Because there's things like LO and, you know, courses that you have to teach your children, like protection. And,
I think,
you know, so it's like a hard discussion to have.
I feel like there's nature and nurture. I feel like if you nurture it in the correct way and you still have that nature of like you're inquisitive, you might fall into that on your own. But I also feel like your environment plays a role, in the sense that, as you said, if a lot of people are pressuring you and saying, oh, you're a virgin and stuff like that, to just be yourself, or are you going to fall into that, which we don't judge, you know what I mean? But it just, it's all those factors put into one.
Also, just goes back to the kid, because like you said with Tanya, like kids now are exposed to a lot, obviously the internet, but if we're keeping it 100, we were exposed to a lot of stuff. Example, ETV.
Oof.
Real talk.
ETV.
True.
106. True. Y'all niggas know what
it's a like power. 13, 14, boy, man.
I was just about to bring that up. Like, when that whole thing like started during our like years when we were young, it's when it was like really booming. Like, this was even before YouTube was a thing. It was so hot in the streets. So the one thing, okay, just to go off topic like for 2 seconds though.
Yeah.
The one thing I never understood is like our parents are so like, I don't know, it's like they really don't know what's going on, or like they just don't focus on that. Have you like, I've never had my parents like tell me or give me like the sex talk. You know what I'm saying? You know, I never had it. I mean, like, hey, man.
I think parents of color. Parents of have time expressing this.
That's true.
Or like having tough conversations, actually. Like parents of color, like, I think it's the conversation part. It's weird, bro. Like, there's like a weird disconnect. I don't know if you guys,
I feel like it's also a thing of culture.
I
think it's a culture thing as well. Like, in some cultures, a father is not about to talk to his son about sex. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But in some cultures, it's like very, very nonchalant, easygoing, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's also a matter of culture. Like, I know in my culture, a father is not about to speak to his son about sex. Like, in his head, he's just not doing it. He's just not doing it.
So none of you...
He's not meant to be doing it.
None of you have had the sex talk from your parents.
I have. No way. I have. That's why I'm saying for marriage.
Not like I didn't have that thing where they said, They said, Mbumi, come here, come. Let's talk. No. We want to talk to you about Ghana. Yeah. You know that thing? I never heard that.
Yeah.
I wasn't, there was no thing like that. Only time I got that kind of talk was because I was one, either in trouble or two, I did something massively wrong. Like,
I know that's crazy, redundant, bro.
But
that's pretty crazy. Like, I think this is actually pretty funny. Oh, Hade, who's that? Kanya.
Yeah, I just wanted to add, my joke was, you better not get someone pregnant. That was really the check. That was basically saying, don't. Yeah.
I think mine was on a similar lane. Like, I was about to head out for varsity. And my pops was dropping me off at this commune that I was staying at. And we get there and we're packing all my shit away. Well, I'm packing all my shit away. He's supervising. And eventually, like, it's time for him to bounce. He's like, all right. Gives me a bit of whole, like, walking around money. And he's like, listen, nigga. You know, like, you're at that age. I'm like, my dog, I'm almost 19, dog. Like, I'm old now, dog. This is when you're going to give me this conversation. Dog, you are late, dog. Like, I stopped him. He was gonna try himself out. Now, I should have probably listened to him to hear what he was gonna say, but I was so shocked at the fact that this is the time that he thought the conversation was relevant.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was me and my pops' conversation. My mom.
That means you.
Yes, Hadi.
I was gonna say that. That means he had like a strong belief that you weren't a virgin, which means you covered your tracks hella well, man.
But I was a virgin. I was a virgin. Oh no, at the time I wasn't a virgin.
Yeah.
But I was pretty much a virgin. Yeah, exactly. I had sex like once or twice at that time. So I think he knew his son well enough to know that this is and he to be fair, he had a point, bro. It got a bit wild after that. But after I got that conversation, it got a bit wild, bro. Maybe not directly after, but in the let's say 3 years of me going through varsity, it got a bit crazy, dog. Yeah, but
varsity was something else, boy.
100%. But I appreciated that he at least gave it an effort. And it goes to what you were saying, KH. KH was saying parents of color, people of color. Adults of color, whatever you want to call it. Junior said something interesting. He said cultures. So, do you not? I think as Africans, like, what's his name? Indigenous Africans. Like, I don't want to have this argument about if Afrikaners are African or not. I'm not getting into that. So, indigenous Africans.
Yeah.
I think we all share similar values, similar beliefs, similar ways of approaching relationships with your children. So it didn't shock me. I shouldn't have shocked me that all of you had the same experience. Was it the same with your mother as well? Did your mothers not talk to you about nothing?
Oh hell no. Oh hell,
zero.
I was like 16, my mom became the modern mother, because like I think one time I was going to Monty and then like she was like, do you have condoms? I'm like, what? Oh. What are you asking? Bro, no, like, but wait, hear me out. Maybe, like, you guys are not getting me. But, like, she was asking me, like, in the sense of, if you have sex, wear a condom. You get what I mean? Not to promote have sex. You get what I mean?
Nigga, you were 16.
Bro, at that time,
you were showing signs.
I was going out.
Really. It's clear.
So, yeah, like I was saying, like, my mom asked me, like, in a sense of, when I go out, if I'm going to have sex, wear a condom, because she didn't want to become a grandmother. So I think my mom became the mother, the modern mother, but like not initially. No.
But do you think that was not, she couldn't be because you were a kid still, like a kid, like a child?
Yes.
Like there's no point in her being cool, especially at that age. Like it's very irresponsible, I think, to be a cool parent. Or like a understanding, if you want to say, parent to a child.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like you're setting them up for disaster, I think.
True.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that. Like it can go either way. It can go really bad or it can go really good. So, yeah. Yeah, but this.
So when do you guys think you should have the conversation with them?
With your children.
About sex.
Yeah.
I think it should be an early thing, bro. Like, I think it should be educated in a way of like, I don't know. It shouldn't be like exciting, because if you like say no, don't do it, that's like saying, yo, kid, go do it behind my back type of vibe. And that's and that's when mistakes come.
So wait, you're not gonna tell your children not to have sex?
Yes, but I will educate them about it. Do you know what I mean?
But you're not gonna explicitly tell them not to have sex.
I mean,
I think it's an advice.
I'd advise them not to. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like what you could say, I feel like what I would say is, I'm not in control of what you will or will not do. All I can do is help you make the right decisions as your father. And I'm going to tell you, having sex at an early age is not the right decision, because there's a lot of repercussions that come with it afterwards. But initially, I can't control what you do, because I'm not going to be with you.
That's with and without condom. There's still repercussions that come along.
You know what I'm saying? Because you have sex at 16, that 16-year-old girl that you're having sex with, maybe she gets in trouble. I'm saying there's a story, you know what I mean? Not saying that that's a big case. I'm just saying that there's always repercussions for doing things that are considered taboo.
100%. I mean, there was a kid, and like, there was a dude I knew who had a girlfriend. Like, they were dating. This guy was like one of the most like in terms of what you expect from a boyfriend, or what a woman should expect from a boyfriend, he was pretty much everything you'd expect. Respectful. What else can I say? Attentive. All these dope words. He was a gentleman. He was a dope person as well. He was a bit of a wild character, just as himself. But that's his character. It never impacted those around him in a negative way, in the sense of like lashing out or something like that. He was just full of energy, one of those characters. And he was dating a girl who was under the consensual age, and he was above the consensual age. And long story short, the parents found out and were like, nah, and this dude went to jail.
You see?
They had sex.
Yeah, this was his goal, bro. This was his goal. Like, I think that scarred me. That probably, like, seeing that happen to someone I knew, especially someone like a good person, bro, like an all-around good person, seeing that happen to him because his girlfriend was a bit young, probably scarred the hell out of me, bro. Like, I think so. And I think rightfully so. Like, I think, exactly.
Yeah. If I'm trying to teach my child, I'm going to tell him that story. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you know what the issue is there? You don't have any details, bro. You're going to be telling, like, campfire stories, bro. your parents tell you stories about shit that's happened.
The story sounds familiar, you know?
I'm going to play the podcast for your child. I'll be like, yo, actually, I'm going to have your number. I'm going to be like, Bobo, tell him the story. Tell him.
But yeah, man, it's craziness. The last thing I wanted to say about this whole topic, bro, was when you guys, or it's more of a question, just to hear how things could have gone left for you guys, or how you could have been a statistic. Those of you who have broken your virginity, or broke your virginity when you were teenagers, did you use a condom the first time?
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every single one of you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, of course.
You guys are just good all around Christian boys.
I thought you were waiting for marriage. Hold on. I thought you guys were waiting for marriage. Why are you saying yes?
No, I'm saying yes to everybody that I know. Oh, for the you situation. Guys all spoke. Oh, okay. You guys, no, I'm saying you guys all spoke to me about your first time. You guys all said that you need condoms. So I'm saying yes, like to what I know about my homies, yes, they did.
Nice save.
No, me, I did definitely.
All right, so what was the thought pattern? Because let's first start it. Did you have condoms? Were they on deck already, or did you have to make a mission to get some?
Oh,
what was the story here?
It was always a mission. For me, it was that awkward one. Like, I didn't want anyone to hear me. You know, when you go for the first time, and weirdly enough, it was a gogo, dog. So she gave me that look of, and I was like, ish. Yeah, can I please have, you know, can I please have the Durex? And she's like, oh, which one? And I'm like, oh, you literally, she like made it hard, dude. Like,
yeah,
process.
She made it hard.
Yeah, dude, like she asked me which one, you know, how many do you want?
Was she attractive? Why did she make it hard?
Dog, she was a mama, dude. Like,
this nigga's a fucking old. Childish, bro.
What did she make hard?
Do you get ridiculous? Yeah, come on, bro.
But that's a good fucking point, bro. Like, before we actually move on from this point, Bumi, how did it go for you, bro? So you went to the store, Kanye. That's brave, bro. That's brave. I like that, bro. This nigga was like, nah, this my responsibility. I'm gonna take ownership of this. I like that, boy.
The captain of the ship.
Yeah.
Captain of the ship. Yeah.
Bumi, what did you do, my nigga? Did you already have them? What was your story?
I won't even lie. I don't remember much of it, but all I remember was the advice that I was given. Is that don't take bathroom condoms, just purchase your own.
But at 40s, there was never condoms in the bathroom.
Nah, I feel like
yeah,
I would like to for such a prestigious place, those guys did not even care about
They didn't protect us, bro. They didn't protect us.
Nah, I'm sure it was just for the advert.
Wait,
remember that advert?
Did you men have
a scrutinize?
Did you have a team pregnancy in your year?
In my year, yeah, maybe three or some shit, bro. I had one in my class. I remember, and I was in the smart class, bro. I was in the smart class, and I had a team pregnancy in the class. And I remember my nigga Baz. This nigga is so fucking silly, bro. So we hear about that this chick could be pregnant. We don't know for sure. So as teenage kids, asshole kids, we're chilling there, we're talking about it, we're like, yo. And then I'm like to Baz, hey, yo, dog, why don't you ask her? And he's like, what? I'm like, ask her when the baby shower is going to be happening. But she hasn't, we don't know this girl at all. She's just in our class, bro. I'm like, just ask when the baby shower is. But I'm like, I'm laughing already. Like, this nigga will definitely not. This nigga turns around, he's like, hey, yo, insert girl's name. When's the baby shower? And she's like, oh nah, it's this and this date, they're throwing it for me, whatever. And he's like, oh, congratulations, how far along? And they end up having like a very healthy conversation about this shit, as far as, yeah. And I felt even worse.
What?
But yeah, bro, we had a team pregnancy in my class.
We always had no filter. There was no filter there, bro. Honestly, if we had to have a TED talk about actually all the shit that happened
in that school.
Yeah, dude. High school in general.
Actually, I'm surprised that there were no condoms in the bathroom, because so many people got caught having sex in the bathroom.
Dog.
So it was just like, might as well, dog. Like, might as well. So many people got caught.
Nah, literally. I think your guys' grades were a bit more rogue than mine, bro. I think we were still good Christian.
Boy, our grade was
rogue,
dog. Our grade was
I don't
rogue.
Know, Pumi. I don't know about that one issue.
No,
Pumi, our grade was rogue.
I think your grade was a bit rogue, bro.
You know.
I did.
Thank you, grade.
Yo,
Pumi, you know.
Pumi. You know. The thing is, it's just their grade had better pranks, bro. No, you guys blew up a whole dustbin. I mean, that was.
Oh yeah, that was insane. That was fucking ridiculous. Yeah. But niggas.
And we
gotta head into my favorite segment of the podcast. This is going to be quite long, I'm expecting, because I want real projects from you niggas, and that is the musical project of the week. So I'm going to pick my favorite, or one that I fuck with the most, and I'm going to make that the musical project of the week. But let's hear what you guys got. Junior, kick us off. What have you been fucking with? What's your favorite project of the week? You know, with the vibes.
I'm gonna hit us up with the throwback artist, man. I can't get enough of Nas's King's Disease 2, man. The way that he the way he makes like old school like hip hop with like new school hip hop, and just like the features in the album, like how would you ever think that Nas would get a Boogie on a song? I was just like, what is going on? Like, what's going on? You know what I mean? Like his song with Lauryn Hill, how Lauryn Hill is just rapping. Like, if you know me and Kay, like we love Lauryn Hill. I've got her autograph. We've got photos with her. Like we met her. We went to her concert.
No
we
shit, dog. No shit, you met her, dog. We got photos with
her. I met her, bro.
We got photos with her. We got autographs. And by the way, we met her. Nigga, how did you arrive at this place, dog? But yeah.
Hey, man, listen. The album for me is just like, it's insane, man. I feel like I didn't really like King's Disease 1, but this one is better. I fuck with my album.
Okay, I won't lie, I haven't actually heard it. What do you guys think of the album? I haven't heard it. I try to let hyped projects breathe a bit, bro, before I listen to them. I think I told you the same thing, when Culture 2 dropped, or Culture 3 dropped.
Listening to what I was talking
about. God damn it. I will say, we'll get into that, but it was a dope project. There was way more bangers than there were misses. I enjoyed it overall. And the fucked up thing is, I'm enjoying it more the more I listen to it. Like, first listen, I was like, these are some slaps. Avalanche, yeah, all right. That's probably my favorite song of the group. Yeah. But anyway, what did you guys think of King's Disease 2?
I enjoyed it as well. Like, the storytelling was
I really enjoyed it as well.
Yeah, the storytelling, and also just bringing back throwback hip hop, and like Junior said, Labo Hills was the cream of the crop.
He had the thing is I kind of cause what's his name Hit Boy executive produced it as well, produced the whole thing, right? If I'm correct.
Yeah, I think that's what also played a big.
So he did the same thing. He did the same thing with King Disease 1, and I remember. There was a feature specifically of King's Disease 1 that made me realize that, like, just seeing that this man was on the project, I can't remember who it was, but hearing how he came out, I think it was Don Toliver. He was on Disease 1, and I was like, yo, like, how are they going to make this work? But hearing that and hearing how they did it, and also didn't compromise the album itself, I was like, okay, hearing A Boogie is less of a jump for me. Like, A Boogie is a fucking complete artist. Like, that nigga, like, he's slept on because of the name. If you still sleep on him, it's only because of the name. Because if you've heard his music, you can't sleep on him. He's incredibly talented.
Yeah, even put me, like, what kind of thing?
Like, that name, dog. But Kanye, what's your music still project of the week?
Still Skepta's latest EP. Shit, mine, man.
Is that's mad. I
or like Skepta ASAP Rocky vibes.
Are you saying Skepta's giving ASAP Rocky vibes?
Yeah, like he's not caring about his music anymore. He's just throwing that shit out.
Like, oh
yeah,
shit!
You think
also, like, for me, I don't know. I like Skep, but I feel like man is just throwing music at us, and it's not like it's curated properly. You know what I mean? It's just because the label said do it, and then he was like, okay, fuck.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from.
So you think he's just like dropping like a 2-pack, 3-pack EPs? This is what I've been making. Yeah. Take it.
He's not taking time anymore. He's not taking time anymore. I think he's more in the fashion world. Like, that's where his biggest
market is. Yeah, so he's probably seeing the bag that comes with it also.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's got like ASAP Rocky vibes, dude. Like,
and if you think about it, the UK scene, like especially, especially like Godfather of hip of UK grime and shit like that. Those motherfuckers don't drop albums. They don't. They drop EPs, one banger under the EP, and the rest is like, yo, take this. And they know that they can tour for the rest of the year with that, or the rest of the next 2 years with that.
Yeah. Sure.
They've got enough back catalogs, hits, classics, that kind of shit to, hey, bro, they're not about like Jay-Z.
Like SA.
Yeah, very
it's
similar.
Just like SA. Think about like Frank Casino. Frank Casino was touring with the whole thing for like 2 years, dog. We were the whole thing. I'm like, hey, give us another sound, shit.
Ah, no way.
That's so funny. Oh shit.
No, 2 years, dog. We were like, damn, dog. Shit, man.
Damn, bro. I think you guys are gonna have to vote on the musical project of the week, because those are two projects that I haven't heard already. Already, that's two. No, where are we at with your project, right, dog?
I would like to, For me, it's 25K, dude. That nigga's album is too hard for me.
Okay, yeah, there you go. Awesome. There's a project I've heard. Oh my god.
I can't stop listening to the shit, dude. It's mad, bro.
Nah, he's on one. Yeah. He's on one for real. Yeah. Jesus, dog.
Let me add it now. I haven't heard it.
Nah, add it right now. Add it right now.
Kanya, play it for you.
He's saying you played it. He's saying he played it for you.
Yeah, I played it for you, Kanya.
Who
are we talking about?
25K.
What's the name of the album? Feli
Machiavelli,
yeah.
25K Feli Machiavelli, yeah. 25K.
Yeah, 25K is going too hard.
Dog,
right
he's
now.
Going crazy. He's going crazy.
Dog.
Right now,
okay.
But I feel like it's not going to get the response that like the streets need.
Nah, you know what I think it is? Right now, we're in a pandemic, things are like, and like, even though Soweto's fully open, dog, like most of the hoods are fully open. There ain't no pandemic in the hood. Like, the hoods are open. That's why I don't think we're seeing, you're not seeing it because obviously you're in Russia. I think if you kick it in the hood, also, guys, you'll probably see it going off.
It's piano, bro. It's piano.
Nah, it's piano.
It's piano, bro. Piano's the problem. It's piano.
But that's the thing, bro.
Every time. Oh my god.
That's what's the track right now. Bro, you know that R.I.P. to Mpura, but Mpura had a song that he was gonna drop on the day he passed away, right?
Yeah.
That song, whatever he dropped, even if it was bad, because it's Mpura, they're gonna just jump and eat that shit up, bro. And that's the piano is killing the wave. Like, it's becoming, music is becoming gentrified, where it's gonna be, we only listen to piano, where we should be listening to everything.
Nah, but don't worry, bro. The
I don't know if I can agree with that. Sorry to interrupt. I don't know if I can
agree with that, to be honest. I don't even care.
The fuck are you talking on? Why? Is that a walkie-talkie?
No. Can you guys hear me? Sorry.
Yes, we can hear you. Why did you say that, Stan?
Oh, wait. Sorry about that. Sorry.
You gotta say over when you finish talking on that, dog.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm joking. Go ahead, bro. The audio for this podcast is gonna be so fucked anyway. Just go ahead, bro.
But no, because what Neil was saying about I'm a piano, I had this conversation with someone yesterday. And we were speaking on the same, wavelength. So it came to mind that for me, I'm a piano so big is because it's only like African music. Like people feel like it's the only African music. Us also. Yeah, I'm just saying like, I'm a piano. When you hear I'm a piano, all you can think of is South Africa instead of Africa, right? But when you hear Afro pop, you think of Africa, right? So I'm a piano has that like nationalism that only South Africa can own, even within Africa. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I agree with that.
Can I tell you why? I agree. Can I tell you why? Because like, for example, like if I'm Congolese, right? I'm of Congolese descent, right? If I have to make an Amo piano, if I have to make a song on an Amo piano beat, right, and not approach it fully as an Amo piano song because I don't sound South African, for example, they're not gonna call the genre Amo piano. Although, for example, like if Justin Bieber has to jump on an Afro beat, the genre of the song is still gonna be Afro pop, if that makes sense.
Yeah, also, definitely does. I think it is
what I mean.
Stanley definitely right.
He's right, dude.
But also, because it builds that nationalism. That's what I'm trying to refer to. It's that nationalism. You know what I'm saying? So I understand, Neil, why you would say that. You know what I mean? But in turn, you know, the back end is that we still forget about like the underground. And it's the same with the hip hop. You know what I mean? A lot of people say this and that about like South African hip hop. But they know like a lot of artists that are like actually putting in the work, and it is because they're not putting out, or like, you know, it's just not there in the open for everyone to see, which is understandable. But if you keep your ears close to the ground, you'll notice like, you know, the different genres, like deep house is like one of the most popular but also slept on in mainstream. You know what I mean? Like when you go to like Josie, it's booming and you'd hear that music, you know, even Truth, like that deep house, you know, it's hot. And you're like,
wait,
is that
the same deep house?
Some of it.
You're talking about Josie and Truth and deep house.
No, it's more.
Those are some different houses, dog. You're talking about different houses, guys. That's definitely not the truth.
Oh wow, that's pretty funny.
But
niggas are like, I get what Stanley's saying,
man. I think something that's definitely true with all kinds. This always happens. Understand that in music in general, in all countries, worldwide, there is normally a genre that will blow up and take over and have its run. But I promise you, I'm not gonna say it's a fad, because it's definitely not a fad. It's a movement. It is something that is bigger than perhaps we thought it would be. What, 2019, that summer, like that's where Dienos blew the fuck up. And I didn't think it was as big as it is today. But I don't think it's going to be this big for the next 10 years. You get what I mean?
No.
I don't disagree, bro. Yeah, we're going to, you know what I mean? Like, music goes in waves.
Can I tell you what? I have respect for, like, the South African music scene, because as soon as one starts fading, they always have something in the backlog that's gonna take over again. Like we were like, okay, house, and then house was fading, then Gorm came, then that was fading.
House never fades. I think house is more so, you know what the
house
thing
will
is
never
house.
Die.
Yeah, house. Yeah, come on, only multiply. Come on, you know the vibes. It doesn't. I think it's only what's his name. It's as every generation hits clubbing age, it gets a revival, because when you go to clubs, when you go to your street party, shit like that, normally there's a house set, there's a house there's a house stage or something, and a lot of people are introduced to house for the first time, and it gets a new life, and then you get new artists coming in or whatever. And because house is international, and a lot of these dudes, like these white dudes who have access to their production and whatever and all this kind of shit, they can blow up elsewhere, in the UK, in the US, and wherever. And it's all, that's the thing, and especially in Europe, house, South African artists flourish. So they always go that side, make a noise that side, come back and flourish even more. House will never go anywhere.
Are we including as that coffee in this conversation as well?
We have to, the Godfather, dog. Come on.
including Black Coffee in this conversation.
We have to. In terms of all electronic music, Black Coffee has given us all kinds
of. But he's versatile also.
Exactly.
And on top of that, I think he's one of the only DJs in South Africa to be a resident in Ibiza.
But we actually forgot, bro. KH, did you tell me a musical project that you're listening to? You're fucking with right now.
Right now? Me too. I didn't say also.
We go, dog. You're holding up the mic.
Nah. I'm giving you the mic.
Let me go.
Okay, let me go. Okay. I must admit, I think so far my favorite projects that I've been listening to recently has got to be Dave East on Kai Ari channel.
Okay.
Yeah, I must say, I still bump that. He's really doing the thing out there, man. He's just, hey man, he's, I think he's really making, how can I say? I feel like he's getting so much respect from the underground. And he, even though if he stays one of the most underrated, he'll still have that respect. And I think just listening to his music, I understand why.
So do you think signing with Nas's, what's his name, Mass Appeal Records has helped him in terms of the way his career has panned out? Kind of a stupid question.
Yo, I definitely think so, bro. I think, you know what, bro? I think if just meeting a guy, just a guy like Nas, like a great, like Nas, you know, you're going to soak up as much game as possible. Like, even if the money's good or whatever, just the game that you're going to learn from a guy, I think it's more worth than anything.
I would say though, for me, like the only thing that that I would have against the whole Dave East and the Nas thing is I don't believe that Nas is pushing his music as far as it could go, if that makes sense. He's not doing a great job at marketing.
Agreed. Music,
my opinion. Because Dave East has had, like, even just this is probably his, not even his, I wouldn't even say it's his top three best projects. I wouldn't even say top four best projects. And the projects that he's come out with before, like Paranoia and all those.
Even P2
have been.
P2 was also.
Those projects should be like far right now. Those projects should be like. Those projects should be.
You know, also. I feel like as well, Junior. Like with Dave, you know, like his sound doesn't touch the kids like that. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
For us, yes. But like, for the kids, no.
But it's all about marketing, Neo. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I get you.
No, but that's the thing. What Neo's saying, is very, 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 what's the word? Relevant, because they were just now saying that Dave East and Nas picked the worst beats in hip hop history. Like before Nas released King's Disease 1, that was a running joke. Like, I hope Nas doesn't give us an album full of trash beats and dope bars. Like, fuck, dog, haven't we suffered enough or some shit like that? And then Hit-Boy shut that shit down. And I think, personally, it's like they were saying, bro, I love a lot of Dave East beats. Some of them I'm like, ew, I don't know what he was doing there. But
I love them.
I fuck with some of them, bro. I fuck with most of them, let me rather say. But I can understand why some people wouldn't.
Yeah, it is true. Like, he does have a very selective.
It's straight New York. It's New York. Like, if you don't fuck with original, old school New York hip hop, you're not going to fuck. And that's the thing. Let me not say that, because there's a lot of people fuck with that kind of hip hop, but maybe don't fuck with the newer artists. And those kinds of niggas, not that I don't respect them, but it's like, damn, dog, you only going to listen to 90s hip hop. Like, there's niggas who make similar music now, but you're not gonna listen to them because they're not in the, they weren't out in the 90s.
Because they're not dead.
That's because they're not dead. I hate a nigga. Like, I hate a nigga whose top three is Biggie, Tupac, and Mac Miller. It's like, yo, dog, all the dead homies. All the dead homies. Ah, dog, come on. Dog. Come on, dog.
Damn.
Hey, but RIP to Mac Miller. Let me know. That's my nigga. That's my nigga.
That's a nigga. That's him and Eminem. I'll give them a
card. Wait. Can I ask you guys a question?
If they said my nigga, I'd be like, oh,
wait. Can I ask you guys a question? Right?
Yeah, go ahead.
If Eminem and Mac Miller had to do a versus,
Eminem.
We're talking about a versus.
Ah, boy. They have to rap their verses. They have to do it fully. On stage.
Song for song. Who is better?
Eminem wins a versus against Mac, bro.
Eminem. I hate to say it, bro, because do
you understand that Mac Miller does not have that big of a discography? Like, he doesn't.
Let's slow down there. Mac Miller has a discography. Mac Miller has a long discography.
Compared to Eminem.
No, of course not. But if we're also saying, are we talking about quality or quantity? Because Eminem, half of his discography is trash.
But half the trash got Grammys, dog. So.
Yeah, he's but white, nigga.
He also has a lot of
hit song for hit song.
Hit song for hit song. Eminem smokes him.
They're both white, dude. What? I'm saying they're both white.
Yeah, but Mac never rapped about whooping his mom's ass, bro, and throwing his girl in the boot.
That's white, dog.
That's full white, dog. Yeah. He went white, dog. Like Eminem went all white. Like the Grammy, the people who vote for the Grammys were listening and they were like, dog, this reminds me of when I was a lighty and, you know, I used to beef with Mumty. Like, black people don't do what the fuck. Nobody related to that shit, bro. Like, the thing is, the only reason why most of us related to Eminem was because we were little fucking children who just got grounded and Eminem was screaming, fuck his mom. We were like, yeah, fuck you, ma.
Sorry, ma. Yeah.
Fuck you, ma.
And that was the truth, bruh. And that's the time she loved our mama.
Yeah, because I was like, bro. My likeness of Eminem's music just lessened.
Bro, it fell off the cliff for me. It fell off the cliff.
Same with the group with Jonah Lucas.
Jordan Lucas, I never jumped on, bro. I was like, nah, this guy, bro. Grow up, dog. Grow up. I'm not fucking with this, bro.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
You know, to be honest, I think he is a really, he's a skillful rapper. I think he's very skillful in what he, Jonah Lucas.
Yeah.
Yes. I think he's skillful. But what I did notice is that, I don't know if you guys do know this, but the time that he was coming out, he was getting booked for gigs and he didn't have a discovery at the time. He only performed the freestyles that he released. And if I remember correctly, one of those freestyles or two of those freestyles were basically diss tracks.
Yeah. So the Lil Pump diss.
So I think, you know what, purely I respect him for what he does, but I just don't think I have
that nigga was really performing I'm Not a Racist.
Hey?
He was performing that song I'm Not a Racist. Real for real, that nigga was performing that.
And keep it 100 now.
Yeah.
That works.
You see, he had a concert. Imagine you had a concert and that's what he's performing.
Was he taking off the MAGA hat and then like rapping like as a black person and putting on the hat?
What was he doing, bro?
Nah, that can't be real. But I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying, Mpumi. Continue.
I just want to quickly finish. So for me, it's lost that essence of attractiveness to actually think about, yo, I want to listen to this guy's music. Because I don't have that thing, you know what I mean? Like, even from his freestyles, it doesn't give me that thing.
I think
the perfect example that gave me that thing to be like, okay, let me listen to this guy's music is YBN Cordae. Like, when I heard this guy first, I was like, he's actually pretty dope. Then he started to put singles here and there. And then I was like, okay, no, this guy's actually dope. Let me listen to his music. You know what I mean? But there was never that thing. And then when I heard him on that Logic track, that track that he's with Logic.
Mama, look at me now.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah, trash, I was like, damn, you know, he's dope. It's trash. You know, I still think like, yeah, you know, he's dope. He's got his thing, but I'm just not going to listen to his music.
Wait, you're saying Joyner and Logic?
Jonah, not Logic.
No, but even Logic, dog.
Yeah, but that's also, you know, him, Logic hurts my feelings, bro. Because I used to fuck with Logic. Yeah. I used to fuck with Logic. Logic hurts my feelings.
I fuck, bro. So much.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to Logic, dog. Logic used to be ill. Yeah.
Let me give you the Logic
theory, guys. The old songs, dude.
Let me give you the Logic theory that I have, right? You know Logic's biracial, right? So for the first half of his discography was his black music. Then the second half of his
discography. I saw where this was going. As soon as he said biracial, I was like, right. we're blaming the white side. Like, blaming the reds.
You know what I mean? Because I feel like first half of his discography when he was saying nigga, I felt that. I was like, yeah, you know. But now if Logic says nigga, I'm just like, whoa, hold on.
What do you mean by that?
Ain't you that nigga that retired four times? Like, you retired four times.
Nah, I won't lie, bro. Like,
it's getting boring.
When I saw him come back, I was so annoyed, bro. Like, I was like, dog, are you fucking serious, bro?
Should have just stayed there, dog.
Like, he cried, bro. Do you remember that stream?
He cried. Oh my God.
I'm fucking happy that I just don't have to do this anymore. Just don't have to.
I'm just like, dog, okay, cool. Like, yo, he's gone.
No, I won't lie. At that time, I was like so sympathetic. I was like, bro, do you know how hard it must be to like be in the public eye and all of this shit and whatever? And like, people are telling you you're trash, including me. At that time, I wasn't saying it out and out, but I was like, nah, dog, I'm not. Like, you know what the thing was, bro? I listened to, I can tell you the exact albums that he started losing me, bro. Like, after Under Pressure, it was The Incredible True Story. And I even fucked with that a little bit. The space album.
Yeah,
fucked
the dope concept album.
Yeah. And I fucked with how the albums were leading into each other. The next one was, what was that? Everybody. Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody. That one, less dope.
I love me.
But
there were a few good songs.
It was a miss.
It was a miss.
The only good song for me was the song with Juicy K.
Yeah, Ink Blood. Yeah.
But what did they? You also brought me back with Young Sinatra 3.
Yeah.
I thought it was back for real.
I agree.
Yeah, but the beats.
Flipped up the beat. Yeah, it was Boom Bap.
Did you guys hear Method Man was hacked? That he was... Oh, fuck, I died, bro. He had a song. You got all of the Wu-Tang on a song. I think it's called Wu-Tang Forever.
Yes, I know that song.
Yeah.
And Method Man came out. He's like, that's RZA on some bullshit, bro. RZA just does whatever the fuck he wants, bro. I didn't agree to no Logic album, dog. This nigga saying that he got the whole Wu-Tang. You ain't get the whole Wu-Tang, nigga. I didn't agree to shit.
But Americans are like that, bro. Americans like to blush, bro. I don't even...
Nah, but you know why, bro? Because RZA has all of the control over Wu-Tang. Like, it's his intellectual property, and the rest of them are like employees, basically. But obviously, they're their own men in their own right. But when it comes to Wu-Tang, they get a slice of the pie. He gets the pie, and he decides what Wu-Tang does. This thing of them selling that Martin's... that one album, I think, Once Upon... No, it's not Once Upon a Time in Charlotte. Can't remember what it's called. The album, like, that's only one copy. And
that sold to that guy.
And nice. it was auctioned again. Somebody, after that nigga went to jail and lost all of his money, it was auctioned again. And somebody, an unannounced buyer has it now. But anyway, so when that shit was happening, I was already like, yo, why are these guys so, like, do you know how many, like, there's a lot of niggas in Wu-Tang, bro. It's like 8-9 of these niggas, bro.
Yeah,
and these niggas are all... gonna sit there and write the dopest bars for one nigga to have it. I don't believe these niggas agreed. And then these niggas said, don't agree to this shit, bro. We recorded that album. This nigga decided to sell it to one nigga, bro.
Man.
Fuck this nigga, bro. But they boys. They boys. So, imagine, like, I can be angry at you, but I'm still my boy.
Imagine you just gang banging bars and then somebody just takes it and says, yeah.
Gang banging bars.
This guy likes the word gang bang.
Yeah, word of the day.
Gangrel. Yeah, bro. Logic lost me. Jordan Lucas. To come back to your point, Boomy, I get you completely, bro. Like, he's a good rapper. He raps well. He raps well. No one's denying that. However, bro, that's not enough to keep the attention, especially when so much music is coming out. You have to have dope music. Like, the music, the whole thing has to sound good. And you have to be saying something, bro. And I'm not saying, I'm not a racist, holier than thou thing, like I'm talking about really saying some shit. That's why you fucked with YBN Kore, because he came out, he said some shit. His first song he came out, or the first song I was aware of, that J. Cole response, he came out and he was really spitting. Like, it was like, oh,
because I was like, why are you going for J. Cole? And then I was like, but wait,
you really saying some real shit though? You're not, you, if ever there was somebody who could articulate the side of the youngins or the youngsters or the younger MCs, he did it perfectly, dog. And that already was like, all right, cool, I'm here now, I'm here for this. Then a single here, a feature there, well crafted. Like, he's either really smart or really well managed, because he did it well, dog. He moved too smart, dog.
Do you guys feel like YBN Kore is the best to come out of the XXL list in the last, like, 4 years?
It has to be.
Last four, hey?
I haven't paid attention to it, though.
I haven't paid attention that much, but he probably is,
bro. I'd say yes.
I say yes, because, you know what, Neil? You said the last four, and I like how specific you were.
Yeah, because before that was... what year was that?
Asai Rashad, Vic Mensa.
Jesus. KH. Those guys. I'm not gonna allow any Vic Mensa slander, dog. I saw you slander Vic Mensa on Instagram.
You saw.
Not fucking playing with that shit.
But he's not lying. He's not lying, though.
Yeah, dog. Let me tell you something, man. You're not consistent if you're going from Kanye West rapper to Nadia's boyfriend, guys. I'm sorry, that's not consistent.
Nah, me.
Wait, who's Nadia?
Nah, me.
Nakai.
Wait, what? What?
You didn't know this?
No
ways. You're lying.
Dude, you even went on holiday, bro.
Dude, you're not lying.
No ways.
Search it now.
I'm searching it right now. But continue.
Mensa was here for like 2-3 months, dog. He lived in SA for a bit.
He's in Joloring Nadia Nakai there. She's pulling up in photo out. Pulling up in photo
out. Ubani.
Okay. I still don't see the relevance. Let me be fair. I still don't see the relevance. Because Nadia is bad as hell. She makes dope music. Why are you slandering her? Why is she a step down?
Oh, no.
Why can't the black woman win? Why can't the black woman win?
Wait. What are you saying? You're saying Nami is making good music.
Rowdy.
let's take away the sentiment. Let's take away the sentiment.
Hey, man,
we need slick talk
in this conversation.
Let's take away the sentiment from it. There are black musicians, even just in South Africa. There are black female musicians who are popping off. Nadia is just not one of them for me. I'm sorry, bro.
Okay,
I'm
but whoa. We're assuming then that the relationship was based off the premise of this is the hot MC or the hot rapper in SA, I'm dating her. What if he just fucked with her? That's why I was saying I don't understand the relevance, because if, like, you don't choose who you fuck with, you don't choose who you vibing with.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true.
I'm saying, like, how do I put it this way? Like, the most relevant artists, like, in the US, you'll find it's more difficult for them to make music with South African musicians. because of how many, the demand that they have around the world, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I get you. I get you. I think everyone's more saying, so... Yeah, yeah. Sorry. I interrupted you.
All I'm saying is, like, his demand is clearly not there. Like, I'm pretty sure one of us could hit him up in the DM with a good enough price and he'll answer and we'll make a song with him. You know what I mean?
He's slandering my boy.
I'm just saying. I know for sure. I can't even hit up Casper in the DM and make a song with him. But I know for sure I can hit up Vic Mensa in the DM and I'm getting that track.
Is that a bad thing though? Yeah. I still don't see if that's a bad thing. If the music that you hit him up with is good, I think that's dope, bro. I think it would be a great position.
It's just bad business, bro. It's bad business. It shows it's a sign of bad business.
But wait. Are we not all of the opinion that he's missed his shot at being a global star, like a huge artist?
Yeah.
If that's gone,
are we now only, like, it's like Lupe as well. Lupe had his global stardom and then it was gone.
Then
he never reached those heights again. Yes. Even though he's made but he chose to step deeper into, and I'm just using Lupe as an example, but he chose to step deeper into the art and make better art. That's a commendable choice. So if Vic Mensa, and let me say clearly for myself at the very least, that what I've heard from him over the past, since Internet Tape, everything from Internet Tape, like, there will be a song here or two songs here that I like, maybe out of an 8-pack, 3 songs that I like, not consistent enough for an artist that released Internet Tape.
Yeah.
100%. For sure. However, why I don't allow slander on this nigga's name is Internet Tape itself. A lot of niggas can't hold a candle to that mixtape, dog. Just one mixtape, right? He gave me one mixtape that niggas can't touch, dog. Stylistically, just first shit out that you release. And that's what, like, you came
music
with.
It's about consistency, bro. Music is about consistency.
I know. I'm just saying personally, I don't like slander on Vic Mensa, dog.
No. I feel you know
this. Goddamn, dog. Internet Tape still sits with
you. You know, to be honest, I understand what Junior's saying. You know why? It's because a perfect example to use is, it's literally so recent. Take Tumisiko right now with The Game, when he featured The Game. He's got Tumisiko. That whole thing going on.
Dog.
Yes, Tumisiko's got a track with The
video
Game.
Even.
What?
I swear to you, I promise.
But The Game's not on the music video. The Game's not on the music video.
I swear.
Tumisiko released a... Is he rapping? What is he doing?
He's a rapper.
Yes, he was rapping. He was there.
Bro. What do you mean?
Guys, we're not talking about Tumikladi.
He was there.
I have to hear this song. Like, I'm gonna hear it tomorrow or tonight.
Watson, if you go, just go on The Game's Instagram, you'll see, like, for the past like 10 days, he's been speaking about how he's selling verses. It's 13k for a verse.
$13,000.
No, 13,000 rand.
So
for a verse. Basically, I could just sell my iPhone and then make a track with The Game right now.
I get what you're saying. He's devaluing himself because, like, obviously, like, you set the price low, but, and now it's abundant, and now the quality, and just the, like, I already for a long time I've been like, yo, like, I'm good with the, like, I'm good whenever I hear The Game. It's not like before, like, oh shit, The Game's on this, I gotta hear it. It's like,
but I feel like niggas have been doing that for years. Y'all niggas remember when Casper got that voice note from The Game?
And he made that track, and he made a track at The Game at the same time.
Yes, that was a voice note. That was not a verse.
Yeah, it was a voice note.
He got a voice note from The Game and put on a track.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
I'm mad at it.
That's also how I knew.
I do remember this.
But I'm saying, thinking about voice notes on tracks, that's how I knew that also Logic was going, like, south, dog. When J. Cole was just like, yo, take this voice note, dog. I ain't trying to give you no verse, just take this voice note.
And I like how Logic constantly throws himself in with Kendrick and J. Cole. Like always. Like you'll never hear it be like you know, I like competing, you know, like me and my contemporaries, J. Cole and Kendrick, I'm like, whoa. He says it a lot. And I'm always like, but dog, there was once a time, I'm not even gonna lie, there was once a time where he was punching up still, but he was right there. Under pressure, you can say he was right there. Like he was at their level, see, but under pressure, right there.
I don't think he had the thing for it to get to the top, because you have to be consistent, bro.
Like, no. Logic is consistent.
But he was consistent.
Like the first quality of music. We're talking about the Trinity, yeah?
So Drake, Kendrick, J. Cole.
Drake, Kendrick, J. Cole.
Amongst those, that Trinity, you have to be consistent.
You can't even get in.
But now Kendrick's not consistent anymore, dog.
No, but Kendrick was anyway number three, so it's fine. We move.
Well, Kendrick at number three. Kendrick has to be at number three. No, wait. What are we judging on, bro? What are we judging on?
I would like nail.
Bro, Kendrick is number three.
Okay, wait, okay, look. Nail. We're judging on bars.
We're judging bars, bro. I just want to highlight something, man.
Yeah.
Just also remember, nail. Do not forget about the numbers on each album. Right, forget Kendrick's mixtapes. He did nothing with those things.
Mm-hmm.
But Section 80 will be respected.
I agree with that. Yeah.
But his albums, like Good Kid, Mad City, one already. Ne? The second one, How to Pimp a Butterfly, got him. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many Grammys.
Don't say any other album after that. There was nothing.
But Damn was cacas.
Damn was
cacus.
What?
What?
What are you talking about,
Jack? I don't know how to say. I don't know how to comment on Damn. I don't know.
Damn was horseshit. It was just
all I know is
shit.
Those
and Untitled,
albums, bro. That and Untitled, yes. Those two albums, you know what I mean? It put them in that position. You know what I'm saying? He's there. You check. So even if you take 10 years tops, you feel me? Yes, people will question, but they won't question that you stole one of the greatest. I'm telling you now, my nigga, like, without a doubt.
Can I be honest, guys? I feel like that's a patriotic thing. Like, Kendrick Lamar embodies a Black American, like, rapper. He comes from Compton.
Yeah, he's at his advantage.
He's the face, right? But it doesn't mean that he's the best, you know what I mean? Like, he's basically he gets a seat at the table regardless, dog. He's Uncle Vinny.
Can I ask you guys, who makes the best music out of those three?
Drake.
By far. Okay. Drake is by far.
And I love J. Cole, bro. Don't get me wrong. Like,
are you guys not tired of the Freedom Fighter bars?
Like, he actually Drizzy is the one who, like, bro, he's just got the key. He put everything together in the right way. I wouldn't even cap, bro.
You
like,
guys really want to listen to Freedom?
Okay. So we all agree that Drake makes the best music. Drake makes the best music overall. By longevity, he's made the best.
But they're called the best rapper.
Yes.
100%.
Next year, 1,025 is better than Drake.
And Kendrick is the most ideal figure of.
Yeah, is he not the most artistic? Like, I think out of all of them, Kendrick has the best album ever. Actually, wait, let's stop myself. Wait. Okay, so we're putting Take Care against Good Kid, Mad City, right? Those are the two albums that we're putting in.
Wait. Song.
Okay, whoa. So, you guys are saying Drake's best album is Take Care.
No, I'm saying it's Nothing Was the Same.
No, forget it.
Nothing Was the Same.
Yes. So that's Drake's best album, right?
By far.
Yeah.
Okay. I relate to Take Care better, but yeah, in terms of bars, yeah, Nothing Was the Same, boy. Yes.
I would lie. Take Care. That's the thing, bro. Take Care. Like, it'll hit you here, dog. Like, especially that time, dog. It was the first girlfriend. It was, yo, dog. Marvin, I'm just saying, you could do better.
Dog. Guys, let's remember, and let's be fair about this. Drake put Cole on, and he put Kendrick on.
Kendrick on, yeah.
We're speaking about Take Care. We're speaking about Take Care. We only know Kendrick Lamar because of Take Care. Do you get what I'm saying?
They even put, Drizzy, I can even say Drizzy even put on ASAP, what's it, ASAP Rocky?
Rocky.
No, it's not a secret. It's not a secret. But that's what I'm saying we speak about Take Care, but I'm saying we only know Kendrick because of Take Care, because of the Buried Alive verse. Marvin, hashtag
interlude.
No, that interlude. So please, for me, yes, already it's no question. Like, this guy is the guy that put the, it's like, this is Mr.
Nah,
Miyagi.
But whoa. That doesn't. So we've, okay, wait. So we're saying impact wise, Drake. No, impact, I think J. Cole's at the bigger impact.
Overall, number one is Drake. Impact. Number two is J. Cole. Yeah. Number three is Kendrick Lamar's Freedom
Fighter. I have to agree with you, and I never thought I'd agree with you, but I guess it has to be.
Freedom Fighter, Kendrick Lamar's
right,
number three.
It's right, bro. It's right. He doesn't release enough. His releases, like, I won't lie, I fucked with Damn a lot, bro. I fucked with Damn a lot. Yo, I still fucked with Damn. Might be my favorite Kendrick album. I might be like,
end this thing right now. Nah. End it right now. Fuck it right now.
No. It might be my favorite album, dog. It might be my favorite album, dog.
End the show right now. Me, I'm out.
wait, guys, we still didn't get Cage's album of the week.
Yeah, Cage, before we end it off, what is your favorite?
Mine.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for joining me, guys. Nah, Cage, my bad. Nah, say it, bro. Don't be sad. Don't sulk, dog.
Hey, don't rest time, say it.
By Mac Omer.
What's
up?
Pray for Haiti.
Haiti.
And we've been praying for Haiti, guys. Yeah.
Haiti.
Is it Haiti?
Haiti.
No, not Haiti.
Haiti.
Oh my God, dog.
Haiti.
You flipped it there. You won there. Yeah, that was a counter, dog. Nah, that was Mortal Kombat, dog. All done. But niggas,
okay,
honestly,
what about you?
My favorite Bobito, project that I'll be listening to right now is definitely. Yeah. So I don't know how to pronounce this chick's name, but her name is Mareba.
I know Mareba.
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 The jungle. What's the album's name? The jungle. Wait, I got it. Sure. The jungle is the only.
Yeah.
And I've been listening to it on repeat this whole week. It's the jungle is the only way out. Yeah. Oh my God, bro. The thing is, like, I fucked with the music. You know how Spotify is. Like, it'll just, you'll play one song and then it'll throw you into another song. And then it'll throw you. And that's how I create my playlist. So I've got this playlist with, like, just, like, vibey music, and she kept coming up in the playlist, but I was like, who the fuck, like, actually fuck it, I'm gonna listen to a project. And after I listened to the project, I started doing my homework on this chick. Bro, she produces all of her shit. Did you guys know this?
Wait, no. You only heard her album now?
I only heard it now, bro. Like, now.
Oh, wait,
like,
so
now.
you haven't heard Azeb?
No, is that another album of his?
It's an EP. Yes,
that's the latest.
I saw it was out. But I'm still stuck on this, bruh. So I'm gonna listen to that. Jesus, bruh. I like her style, dog. I like her style.
Have you heard it?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, she's nice, dog. Mareba. She's nice.
Mareba. Mareba. Hey, boy.
That's the one, too.
Fuck, I can't take this guy seriously, dog.
You know, she's African descent as well.
Yeah, I mean, she's black.
So is every other black American.
What the fuck is he talking about?
Cool, dog. Cool.
She's not European, dog. She's not Scottish, my dog.
Black Irish.
Yeah, Mareba.
Dying. honestly, it's been real having every single one of you, dog. Do you guys have anything you want to say to the listeners?
Don't do drugs.
No hassles. No hassle coming out soon.
Yeah. No hassle coming out soon. Yeah. Is this a single?
Yeah, it's a single by myself and one of my fellow artists.
Him the artist.
Who's the artist? Keep
him the artist.
His name is Him the Artist. Like him, like, you know, him, like him singing him.
You know the
I fuck with this. Yeah. Okay, I'm definitely on it, bro. All of your releases up until this. I told you about that fucking project you engineered for MP. All your singles have been dope. You and your brother, your freestyles. I'm following and I'm enjoying it, dog. Can't wait to hear some more shit from you and Mpumi, dog. But gents, we are running out of time, so I'm just gonna head out with the exit. But to anybody still listening to this podcast at this moment, I really fuck with you. Until the next time, I bid you adieu, and I will see you soon.